reviewing the Pilot Training Reform Symposium with SAFE's Doug Stewart. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. I am with a tired, but in a good way, Doug Stewart, who is the 2004 National CFI of the Year, also the chairman of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, the group which chaired and put together the Pilot Training Reform Symposium that happened at the Crowne Plaza Hotel in Atlanta last week. We're here to kind of quiz Doug on his take on how things went, which, if it's like everybody else's take, is just terrific. Doug, thanks for taking some time out for our listeners today.
My pleasure as always, Paul.
Well, Doug, tell us how this symposium fared against your own expectations, first of all.
Well, in my wildest dreams, it couldn't have been as good as it was. It was just fantastic. It so far exceeded my personal expectations and our combined expectations. It was fantastic.
All right. Well, what were your expectations? What did you hope to come out of this with, other than about 30 specific recommendations for a non-regulatory approach to changing the culture of flight instruction?
Well, we certainly did. Per our protocols, we expected to get 30 recommendations at a minimum. But I wasn't sure that we could coalesce basically the entire aviation education industry into backing this concept and this plan and committing to moving forward as the entire community did. There was just this incredible coalescence. The energy at the symposium was just not to be believed. Everybody was on point. All the fences were put down. Everybody was ready to work together. It couldn't have been better than it was.
I know going into this, you had some concerns that the FAA, which is living under its, 18th or 19th temporary extension of its authorization, technically didn't have the funding to do any new travel that wasn't already in the plans. And there was some question about whether some of the agency people who really needed to be there would be there. It sounds like they found a way.
Well, yes, there were a couple of people who unfortunately were not able to make it, but that was really because of scheduling problems. However, I think four of perhaps some of the most important people that we could have had be there from the FAA did show up. Of course, heading the list was the FAA administrator Randy Babbitt. He came on Thursday and spent longer than actually he had planned and that we had scheduled for, but there was pretty much an impromptu question and answer period that I, unfortunately, as the guy who had the job of herding cats, had to call to a close finally in order for us to move on and end up on time. But starting with the administrator and then Mel Cintron, who is the manager of AFS 800, which is the commercial and general aviation division of the FAA. Van Kearns, who is the manager of AFS 600, which is testing and standards. Mel and Van and Van's deputy director, Deborah Entrekin. The three of them were there from the very get-go. They showed up the evening before, and they stayed there until the very bitter close. Not only were they there, but they took a very active part in the proceedings. All three of them, Mel, Van, and Deborah, partook in the breakout sessions. They had valuable input, and they were also taking very extensive notes. And they probably went through more than one pencil and pad of paper, I am sure.
This is kind of an interesting paradigm for me to imagine them being in, because we think of the FAA, we think of generally a regulatory approach to life in general. How did they react to the basic premise of the symposium, which was that there's a lot we can accomplish without actually imposing new regulation?
I would say that they were 100% on board with that. And this starts with the administrator and works its way on down through the entire agency. Certainly Mel Cintron, in his luncheon address on the first day, made it very clear that he was of the mindset that many of these changes could be done without regulatory change. Certainly Van Kearns and AFS 600 is well aware, because it's his division that basically creates the practical test standards, creates all the doctrine, the handbooks, the ACs, advisory circulars. Certainly everything that he does is non-regulatory. And they were all on board with this 100%.
More with Doug Stewart of SAFE in a moment. I'm Paul Plagg. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plagg, talking with SAFE Chairman Doug Stewart about last week's Pilot Training Reform Symposium in Atlanta. Doug, what did you personally hope to accomplish last week, and how would you say that went?
You know, I do have to say, I'm a flight instructor as well, and what's that saying, you know, get two flight instructors to discuss something and they'll come up with 15 different ways of doing it and none of them will agree. And so I had some personal pet projects that I wanted to, the things that I feel personally are very important. Those were addressed, perhaps not as strongly as I had wished. But that being said, there was certainly consensus within those. I think for the most part, in many ways, my expectations were met. I will say one of my early mentors, and this is not really about flight but about life, had a saying that has really stuck with me, which is, when expectation ends, inner peace begins. And so I really tried to go in without any expectations so that I didn't get put out, so to speak, and was able to maintain a mentality that could keep things going, make sure that we made positive progress, and that we certainly did.
A lot of people have mentioned that you did a near miraculous job of keeping things moving. You only had 2 days to get this all done. So you obviously ran an effective meeting and stayed on agenda. Let me talk about a couple of specific things that I've seen mentioned coming out of this by a number of people. One of them is the idea of mentoring. Now, there were two different kind of components to this. One is the mentoring of students, but also a mentoring of instructors. What is needed in each of those areas, and what can we do?
Well, certainly within the realm of mentoring of instructors, and I will address that first, because that has actually been one of the projects that SAFE has taken on from the very inception of our organization. It's something we have felt very strongly about, something that we have been very involved with. We actually launched a mentoring program during Sun and Fun. And I think the importance of mentoring, and even the administrator, Randy Babbitt, in his address, acknowledged the fact that in our mentoring program, we say that even highly experienced professionals don't know everything and at times will need some mentoring to learn new things. As an example, I might be considered somewhat, and I don't want to sound like I'm breaking my arm, patting myself on the back, but I'm pretty familiar with Garmin equipment, with 435-30G 1000. But if I have a client coming to fly with me with Integra, and especially R9, I've never seen R9. I wouldn't have a clue where to begin. So I would need mentoring. I'd like to be able to find someone who is an expert to help me with that, to give me some tips on how to teach it, things to look for, common errors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And SAFE has developed a mentoring program for all instructors at every level, because, as you're well aware, Paul, the learning never stops, and it doesn't matter whether you've only been instructing for a month or 2 months or just got your certificate or you've been instructing for over, I've given over 10,000 hours of dual, but I still have a lot to learn, and in some areas we'll need mentoring. So that's a very critical part of what we need to do in reforming pilot training.
Okay, this kind of seems to overlap with another recommendation that appeared in the output of the symposium, and that was improving student pilot retention by teaching CFI's customer service skills. And, you know, there's, I saw recently a code of ethics come out that mentioned everything from avoiding sexual relations to students to avoiding BO. I noticed the same thing maybe is true with flight instructors as in true with some inventors, is that they're driven by a passion in a particular area that doesn't necessarily carry along with it a wagon load of business skills. How do you address that side of the instructor issue? And that is the business skills / customer relation skills.
I think certainly, and for me, really, Paul, I would almost separate those. There are certainly business skills, but part of what makes the business skills successful is good interpersonal relations. I have been chanting the mantra for years now that some of the important things that make us successful as flight instructors. Now, I created a symposium back in 2004 for a cigar conference, actually the conference that set the stage for this symposium, and that was titled The New Paradigm for Flight Instruction in the 21st Century. Yawn. And I changed the name of that to How to Make a Living as a Flight Instructor, and realized, well, that was a much better title. But the things that I talk about that are important, that make us successful, are things like integrity, trust, respect, communication. And communication being a skill that is not only talking, but listening as well, and observing body language, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These are the things that make us successful. These are the things that make those of us who have become successful get that success without having to advertise. It's word of mouth, because the word gets out there. And these are things that, unfortunately, are not being taught to most new flight instructors. And for me personally, I really feel that a major culprit in this is the university situation, where instructors are being hammered out according to a template, and none of this interpersonal relationship stuff is addressed at all. But these are the things that make us successful. These are the things that have us retain our students and gain new students as the word spreads. This is something that's integral, at least from my perspective, in moving forward.
All right. We've talked about mentoring and bringing along flight instructors. What about mentoring of students? What is not happening there, and how do we fix it?
Well, I think AOPA actually has taken a major part in that mentoring program. I think it has fallen down a little bit and needs to be somewhat reinforced. But there's another element that has come to bear in mentoring new pilots and in mentoring student pilots, both, and that is the whole realm of social media. And I must admit that I'm a total neophyte when it comes to social media. You know, I'm an old dog trying to learn a new trick, to learn how to tweet, and to learn how to use Facebook. But I think these are very viable tools within the realm of mentoring new pilots. And I think I know that was certainly discussed at great length in numerous of the breakout groups. And I think we're going to see more and more importance put upon the use of social media in mentoring of new pilots and student pilots.
All right, Doug, I already sense that we're not going to get anywhere near the bottom of either of our lists of things to talk about in the time allowed. Can I hold you over for another episode of this podcast?
Sure you could. I'll be happy to.
Doug Stewart is the chairman of SAFE, the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. Learn more at safepilots.org. Doug and I will finish this conversation tomorrow. The separate website for the symposium can be found at pilottrainingreform.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.